All right, so let's All right, so we'll say good morning. So we left off, I believe, on the bottom of Kuf Yud Zayin. Is that correct? Or did we leave off on Kuf Yud Ches?
For sure, we didn't get to Yud Ches.
Okay, so I think we left off on
Kuf Yud Zayin. I think it's Kol Chatna.
Oh, really? That far up?
I think so.
Yeah, I got to get a move on it. Yeah. All right. I'm sorry. I've been slacking on you guys. Okay, so let's begin. Yeah, my feelings seem to be being confirmed from the back over here. All right. So it says, look at Kof Yud Zayin, second paragraph. Kochit. So we'll say, if you remember again, we're trying, the Mechaber was speaking about the idea in terms of figuring out how to best build up the individual. It's interesting, I will say that, you know, as people are the same, you know, it's interesting. People often wonder, they wonder to themselves, you know, you hear, you know, people speak about the Refuah Shleim list, the Cholim list, that's so long. Are there more sick people today? Or you hear about more tragedies or more setbacks or more people dealing with mental health issues, all these different things. The truth is, you know, Shlomo HaMelech says, Ein Chadash Tachas HaShemesh. There's nothing different. There's no more sickness. There's no less sickness. There's no more tragedy, no less tragedy. Happens to be today we live in a very close-knit world in that we know everything that happens the moment that it happens. So we're bombarded with a lot of information. But what's interesting to note over here is, so the Mechaber is discussing this idea that people suffer from low self-esteem, from low self-worth, from a lack of positive self-image. So is that a new idea? It's not a new idea. People have contended with this throughout the history of mankind. So the Mechaber's whole point is that in order to go ahead and build positive self-image, the only way to do that, remember he was Mechalik, he distinguished between the Jewish approach to building self-esteem and the non-Jewish approach to building self-esteem. The non-Jewish approach focuses on the physicality of man, the emotion of man, and the intellect of man, which are all good things. But the Jewish approach to building positive self-esteem centers on one thing, the building, or better yet, discovering of the neshama. Because ultimately, if a person discovers the neshama is kula tov, the neshama is all good. If a person discovers that which is all good, then a person will ultimately come to have a positive self, positive sense of self. So he says, kol chet, ne'emra alav mitzvahs tshuva, b'shafta Hashem alokecha. But everything, and we'll say, remember again, also just on Friday, we focused on this idea. He quoted from the Nefesh HaChaim, Chaim HaLashner, who explained that what was the impact of the sin of Adam HaRishon? And this is a very profound insight. According to Chaim HaLashner, the impact of the sin was the following. Before Adam sinned, Adam realized that there was the capacity to do something negative, and Adam realized that he would do negative things, but he also realized that if he committed a negative act, that negativity did not color his inner eye. It was something external to him. And remember again, the mashal he gave, the same way that this chair, right? This chair. I might like this chair a lot. I really enjoy it. It's very comfortable. I sit in it often. But no matter how much I like it or how much I engage with it, it's not a part of me. So Adam HaRishon, prior to this sin, understood that even if he were to go ahead and do something wrong, L'maisa, that wrong act would be something external to him. When Adam HaRishon sins, the greatest fallout of sin is that sin becomes internal to the point that man actually thinks that sin is part of who he is. The moment I begin to think that sin is part of who I am, it tarnishes my sense of self. I forget that at my core, I am kulo tov, I am totally good. So now he says, kol chet, ne'emra alav mitzvas tshuva. Every chet has stated about it the mitzvah of tshuva. Vashavta ad Hashem elokecha. Mahi ha-tshuva? What is tshuva? Shalinu l'asos. The Shorash Chatan Kulam says, well, it's a profound yisod. What is tshuva? What is tshuva? The Rambam spells out the process of tshuva. Different mafarshim have other parts, but what is tshuva? See, he says, Lashuv litfisa harishonis shekad ma'achiz. Well, say, remember, Soloveitchik points this out. At its basic etymological root, that is a word, by the way, that's confirmed. Right? At a basic etymological root, what does tshuva mean?
To return.
To return. right? V'shavta uch. Remember the first time we find the word tshuva, actually in Tanakh, is by Shmuel HaNavi. So the Navi says uteshuva so habaisa. That Shmuel HaNavi was the first, literal circuit judge. He literally went around the land. He went around the land adjudicating the cases of the people. So the Navi says when he would return home. So says the Mechaber, but what does tshuva mean? Loshuv letvisa harishon shekal malachet. Tshuva literally means, doesn't mean, somehow we get this English word repentance, but that's not really what it means. It really means to return. What are we returning to? It's so profound. We're trying to return to the state of Adam HaRishon prior to the sin. Now, what does that mean to return? Now, what does that mean? What does that mean? That I'm trying to return back to a state of sinlessness? Let's say, even for argument's sake, I'm able to get back there. What's the problem?
You're going to sin again.
Right. There's no way to maintain that. There's no way you could avoid sin. Again, that's just, you could avoid repeating the same sins, but we all make mistakes. Mistakes is part of the fabric of human life. See, if you tell me that the goal is to get back to the state of Adam HaRishon prior to sin, so I'm going to be in a state of sinlessness, total purity, that might be wonderful for a day, for Aseres Yemei Tshuva, till after Sukkot, maybe I'll stretch it out to Hanukkah. But at the end of the day, people lapse. So what's the pshat? So what am I supposed to do? Hatfisa HaRishonis Shekadma Lacheti, Shehara Eineno Ani. Ha'ani Hu Tov Levad. Says the Mechaber, the goal is to get back to the state of Adam HaRishon prior to the sin. Meaning what? That prior to the sin, Adam HaRishon realized that if he did something wrong, it did not tarnish my inner eye. I am good. Now when he says my inner eye, this isn't, what is he referring to? The Neshama. My Neshama is good. My Neshama is untouchable. My Neshama is unsullyable. It's untarnishable. You can't do anything negative to it. It always remains pure, pristine, and holy. Adam HaRishon before the sin understood that. That's why Adam HaRishon prior to the sin had the ability to always have a positive sense of self. When he sins and he literally ingests Avera, that corrupts his whole inner understanding of himself. Suddenly he begins to think not of himself, not just as a good person who did something wrong, but what? He actually begins to understand the idea that maybe he's just not good. Maybe he's just not good. And therefore the whole idea of tshuva is to get back to the state of Adam HaRishon prior to the sin, where a person realizes that my inner eye is good and uncorruptible. L'chora, kol ha'chatoim she'anachnu chotim hayom, all of the sins that we commit today, kol ha'pigamim she'yeshnu hayom, all of the deficiencies that we have today, ein lohem shayachus l'chait Adam HaRishon. They don't have any connection to the sin of Adam HaRishon. Hu chata chait echad, va'anachnu l'da'avoninu harav chotim od chatoim. So Adam did his sin, and we do our sins. Madua. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Avaba omek. So what's it? It's a very profound yisod. Every sin has at its core every sin has its same root issue. And what is that? Ilu haysala adam emunat tzacha uberura. If a person had a clear emuna, shamatzios shalo hiraktov, that at his core he was only good, that his existence at its core is only good, Lohaya chote la'olam. A person would never sin. Madua, why is that? Ki im hu tov, because if he's good, hu lo misugal lahashpil es atzmo l'ra. Because we'll say, if he's good, it's beneath him to do something negative. Mishu, I think, that sounds familiar. Maybe it's because I learned it before. Yeah, okay, fine. Mishu, it's good chazara. Mishu me'itanu, me'iz laleches la'ashpa b'rechovos, v'lachtod sham kishukula mistaklim. The boss said, do any of us go picking through garbage when anybody's looking? The boss said, let's say for argument's sake, there's something in the garbage dump that catches your eye. For argument's sake, there's a, a 167-inch plasma television that somebody just happened to throw out, and they're broadcasting the CMA Shasim Yotzashem. So you, of course, want to see it on the big screen. Right? So why else would you need such a contraption like that? Right? So what happens? That's sitting in the trash. But the truth is, there's a certain awkwardness in picking through the trash. So maybe you'd wait till nobody was looking. But you're not going to go really picking through the trash. No offense to the trash. Yeah. The trash is very good. It's wonderful. feel bad. So the idea is that you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't do that because it's beneath you. Meaning there are certain things that are beneath us, and so we would not do it in the sight of others. Who mispayish zelo lefi kvodo. So the Mechaber says, ilu haisali adam hakara amitis. If a person had a true understanding of who he was, shehu be'emes tov bilva, that a person realized that he's really only good at his core. And remember, we said this many times, only good at your core doesn't mean you don't do bad things. Only good at your core doesn't mean you don't mess up. Only good at your core doesn't mean that you don't engage in some significant transgressions. But what it means is that you recognize that no matter what you do, there is an uncorruptible good that is there at your basis, at your base, at your foundation. And that is where you always rebuild yourself from. If a person realizes that I really have this core of good, a person wouldn't even think about getting close to sin. Because ultimately, coming close to that which is negative, it negates this feeling of inner good that a person has. Madua ha adam kein miskari v'ra. Madua rachman al tzan kein uchote. Machmas shechaser lo b'ziyu ha'atzmi kitov. So Rabbi Mechaber posits that the only reason people sin is because we forget that at our core we are truly good. If we remembered always that at our core we're truly good, we would think as sin. It doesn't mean we wouldn't have a taiva for it, but we would simply consider it beneath us. It would be something that was just, it would be like picking through the garbage dump. It just would not be something that ultimately we might, again, we'd have a desire for it. We'd have to battle against it. But at least we'd realize that this is so exceptionally beneath me, like picking through the garbage. Ultimately, the reason we come to sin, says the Mechaber, is because we forget about the fact that at our core, we are truly and profoundly good. So I'll say, of course, the only thing that this begs the question, and we'll have to think about this, maybe we'll address it later on, is how Adam committed the first sin. Because it's interesting, because obviously, Adam Rishon, prior to the sin, had this awareness. And I guess you'd have to say, the Mechaber's model, he must have forgotten it somehow. He must have forgotten it. Or the simple answer could be, or I think there's an easier answer, which is Adam Rishon, remember again, we could say this because it's all mentioned here, right? Adam Rishon didn't do it. He really didn't do it. I'm saying at the end of the day, it was Chava. Meaning Adam Rishon had no idea what he is ingesting. Adam Rishon's sin was not the ingesting of the fruit. Adam Rishon's sin was how he handled the fact that he had made a mistake when confronted by God. That instead of owning the act, instead of taking responsibility, he simply deflects it onto her. But that's what I think. But in any event, I don't think it really matters for our purposes over here. But I will say, what's amazing about this is he's giving us also a new insight into tshuva. We have to stop. A new insight into tshuva. And this new insight into tshuva is, the whole idea of tshuva is to get back to that pre-sin state where a person realizes that at their core they are totally good. And if I realize that at my core I'm totally good, then ultimately sin becomes beneath me. All right, well, we'll step over. We'll pick up with this meditation tomorrow.
He's rejecting Yisrahara.
I'm sorry?
He's rejecting the Indian of Yisrahara.
No, we have to fight Yitzhara. We have to fight it. But the way to fight it, he's suggesting, is to go ahead and